You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Formal guest, we have Valia on the line coming to us from... Where are you coming to us from, Valia?
I'm from Tamaki Makaurau at the moment.
From Tamaki Makaurau?
Yes.
How are you faring up there? How's it doing?
Oh, man, it's cool. I grew up here, so I love it. It's big smoke and... Yeah, I love it, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've explored the whole place yet?
I think I did, like, back in the day. I think just had odd jobs. I used to be a photo booth operator back
Whoa.
In the day. I know. So I had all these events, like, everywhere. I even got onto Waiheke and stuff, and I was like, yeah, it's a cool place. Big place.
Yeah, it's
not
huge.
Not for the faint of heart, but...
No, I can imagine not. I haven't spent much time there. That's one of my things to do in the next 3 years. The three-year plan is to do some more travelling in Auckland. I imagine being a photo booth operator, that's not really a job that exists anymore, is it?
That's crazy, eh?
Yeah.
I should look it up to see if they still exist. But it was fun, man. Like, you got the printouts and everything. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like you're handing people their memories, so they're inclined to be nicer to you, you know?
Yes. Sometimes it depends how many drinks they've had.
Yes,
you know?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we're going to be talking about your latest track, I'll Tell You When I Know, very shortly. But before then, I just want to shout you out for showing your kids Bluey, because I think Bluey, from what I've seen, is an incredibly, honestly, deep show, and it provides children with a moral compass, you know?
10 million. And adults. Straight up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible show. Also made... kind of locally, it's Australia, so it's like big New Zealand, you know. It's better than just showing them constantly American stuff, you know.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're going to be constantly, like, whenever they hear a New Zealand accent in a movie, they're going to be like, whoa, it's cool. But if you expose them to New Zealand media, they're going to be like, not face at all, you know.
Totally. You know what the cool thing is that they show, you know how, like, the Southern Hemisphere, we've got, like, summer Christmas and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So they've got summer Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, that's what we do. We're at the pool in Christmas, whereas like all the American shows are like wrapped up and snowy and that, and they're like, that doesn't make sense to me.
It's so out of place. I've noticed it in this past couple of years. I was like, oh, whoa, all the media we consumed actually didn't really suit our context at all.
You know? Ah, you know? Like, yep.
It's weird.
Right.
It's weird. We gotta love ourselves more as Kiwis. Anyway, I want to jump in and talk about one of your... pretty awesome accomplishments this year. You're one of the mentees for this year's UPRA mentorship program, being paired up with the incredible Holly Arrowsmith from Otatahi Christchurch. What have you learned being with Holly so far?
Man, it's been so incredible. It's probably one of my highlights of the year. So Holly is also a mum and a miso, and she's juggling that with a lot of grace, and that's been probably the main thing that we've been talking about. I actually had a coffee with her like last week. We visited some family Otatahi as well, and I just feel like having the community with the same sort of challenges and same outlook has been really lovely. I think being a mum and a muser can sometimes be isolating, and we talked about how to kind of forge a path of our own, because I think it's pretty crazy, the music industry right now. It's just a lot of things that are kind of changing, and especially having a family, trying to navigate that. So I think my main goal at the moment is trying to figure out my own path and what kind of success means to me. And Holly's been such a man, honestly. It's been great to just have a friend, eh? Like, to meet a friend and like have someone to call up and be like, sis, what's this? yeah, so it's been great. Thank you, EPRA. Big shout out to them, big uh-huh. meet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I completely understand where you're coming from with the mum angle. Not that I'm a mum, but I know Holly's latest record, Blue Dreams, was very much about you know, being a musician, being a mum, and kind of juggling like the independence and all the and everything, all the feelings, you know.
Yes, and she's doing it so well. Like, she's definitely like the best mentor, honestly. Like, that's the kind of career I want to have, you know. Like, mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you keep pumping out songs like I'll Tell You When I Know, I reckon you can easily do that, man. I mean, this new track is I think, very relatable for a lot of people. It's about finding your own path, not being swayed by pressure. I mean, the title, I'll Tell You When I Know, is a response to when people ask what you're doing with your life, or what are you doing? You know, how many times have you whipped out I'll Tell You When I Know in response to that question?
It's funny because I feel like it's more of a mantra for me now. I think I wish I did back in the day. Like, I wish my, like, you know, because I'm definitely a people pleaser, and it's literally just been like the last couple years that I've like actually said, you know what, like, it's about dang time to just say that to people and to myself as well, because I put a lot of pressure on myself. But yeah, it's kind of funny to hear that experience from other people too, because this was a co-written song, and it actually came from my co-writer Christian. He was going through a very similar experience, and we were like, man, we need to just relax. You know?
Yeah. Life is full of ups and downs. It's as serious as you want to take it. And by serious, I mean, like, if you want to spend 50 hours a week being a workaholic, and if you want to do that, live that life to get X amount of money, all fine by me, but that isn't a healthy way to achieve happiness.
Not at all. Yeah.
What does happiness look like you look like to you, I guess, since you've put out this song? What have you reflected on?
I think that's a really good question. I think I'm still asking that question at the moment. It's sort of, I feel like it's a work in progress, and maybe that is an okay answer at the moment, because I feel like I've always been like, okay, once I do this, then I'll be happy. Once I do this, then I'll be sussed. But I think life just keeps happening and throwing curveballs at us, to be honest. And I think music, specifically, I talked to Holly about this last week. I was like, actually still doing this is like a big tick for me. I feel like there's been a lot of things that I thought I had to give up, or when I started a family, I thought I had to give up music and just to kind of get, you know, get by or whatever. But I think it's a testament that I'm still doing stuff, and I'm still a little bit surprised that I'm still doing this. But it definitely gives me a lot of joy. And I think I'm still doing this and still having a good, healthy relationship with my family, and just doing my best. I think that's what it is, to be honest, bro.
It's maybe not a state of being, but maybe a series of moments and a practice that you kind of have to get used to, you know?
Yeah. And I think just taking pressure off, I think, I think it's just forging your own path and not worrying about what kind of metrics there are around you.
And that's hard to do, especially in such a data-driven numbers game world these days. It's really tricky. It's hard.
Yes. I have a question, Zach, actually. Like, have you found that with the artists that you've talked to, have they been sort of concerned about, like, because it's definitely, like, music is probably at the forefront of this kind of, like, data change, you know, like with AI and all this stuff. And have artists been concerned or kind of thinking about it that you've talked to?
Yes, there's so many musicians I talk to about who might feel like moments of insecurity about where their music's reaching, but I think it's at the end of the day like a personal thing, and if people enjoy it, and the more people enjoy it, like, that's great, but it's, I think for mostly it's for them, you know, that's the sort of vibe. And I get that vibe from you as well. I mean, the music video here is so sweet. It's an ode to all those, like, classic karaoke videos. There's two mini dancing yous on either side of a mic-wielding you, which is superimposed over different folks eating your mum's kai. Are you a big karaoke person?
I've just started to. Like, low-key, unlocked something. Like I said, I've been doing music for a while, and I feel like it looked like work for a while, and maybe the last couple of years I started kind of singing karaoke, and we're a big karaoke family, but I never sung because, you know, when you do singing for a living or whatnot, people think that you're really good at karaoke.
Yeah,
but it's not the case. Like, I can't sing other people's songs very well. Well, I could sing my song, but not other people's. But then when I started to just relax a bit, I was like, bro, karaoke's the best, man. It's fun. And so I've started becoming a karaoke person, and that's why that's the kind of theme for the song. It's like just trying to have fun, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I want to know, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, girl. I'm an Avril Lavigne girl.
Oh, really?
But I'm With You is like my go-to, and Complicated, like that whole album. but you know, I'm into the, like, the early 2000s, late 90s kind of ballads. I'm a ballad queen. Mm-hmm. You
some
know,
angsty ballads. A
like
Evanescence.
Oh, see, only with a friend.
Only with a friend.
Yeah, because that's you know how, yeah, it's a duet.
Mm.
To life is a duet, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sorry, did you say that life is a duet?
No, Bring Me to Life. You know that one?
Yeah. That's the one where the lady, I don't know her name, she has a really high pitched voice in that one, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, what is it? Yeah. Can you hit those notes?
Ah, you better, Cancer.
Right now.
You better, Cancer. What's your go-to, Zach?
Probably. What's this? Stay in Life by the Bee Gees. Yeah, big disco guy.
Oh, so you got a high voice too, bro.
I can go, yeah, I can, if I pitch it up, if I go into the pocket, I can do a little bit of that, you know. I can't get quite to the Bee Gees level, but I can get close to the sun without burning myself too much. I was going to say, I thought you said life is a duet, and then I was going to say, because you and your husband have quite a beautiful creative relationship, your life is like a duet, yeah?
Oh, you're really good at these segues, brother.
I just saw that he posted some lovely photos of you on social media, and also he directed the video. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's very talented. It's funny. It's a beautiful relationship, or creative relationship. It's also challenging because both of us are quite we have different visions for things, and so it was hard to, I guess. Sometimes it's hard to work together because we kind of, you know, like creatives, sometimes they like
butt heads,
want to spread their ideas. But then it's been really, really awesome. And it's really great to have somebody to bounce ideas off of. And he's just really talented with all the stuff. And I learn a lot from him. And so those photos were actually like, I know Shana doesn't want to use these photos at all, but guess what? I'm posting them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fine, you can do that.
It's so beautiful, man. It's so beautiful. I wanted to, do you have a project coming down the pipeline in 2025?
Ooh, you know, it wouldn't be about I'll tell you when I know if I didn't say I'll tell you when I know, brother. I do have a lot of things in my head. Like, I'm writing and I've got plans, but I think with life at the moment for us, the pipeline might be a little longer than other people's pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do want to keep putting some stuff out. Not sure when, but the stuff is brewing.
Cool. I mean, it takes time. It takes time, especially when you're as busy as you are.
Oh yeah, man. I wish low key it wouldn't take this long, but she'd be like this sometimes, so it's okay.
You gotta give yourself grace, man. You gotta give yourself grace.
Brother, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me here on The One this morning and talking about the new track, I'll Tell You When I Know. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for having me, Zach. You guys are awesome. You've all, like, look at every time I've put stuff out, I've been on Radio 1, and they've been the ones that have, like, actually picked it up. So thank you so much, and keep listening to it if you like it. And yeah, enjoy life. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much for all those kudos and those wise words. Hope you have a great day and enjoy the rest of Bluey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And watch some, bro.
Yeah, I will. I have to find it somewhere. But anyway, we'll leave it there. Thank you for coming on. Take care.
All right, you too.
Choice. All right, folks, that was Valia, Shana, aka Valia. We're talking to her about her new track, I'll Tell You When I Know. We're going to play it for you right now. And then we'll probably have some news after that song, or maybe another couple songs. Then we'll have some news. Give a little bit of a grace period. Here is Valia with I'll Tell You When I Know. You're listening to The One.
You're asking.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.